Hey everyone, today we're reading from the Gospel of John chapter 3, a very common and often heard part of scripture, and so we're going to read it and see what the Lord has to say in John chapter 3. The setup is that Jesus is speaking with Nicodemus, a leader of the Pharisees who has come to seek enlightenment, or to seek the truth from Jesus under cover of darkness. Enlightenment, darkness. It's going to be important. So Jesus says to Nicodemus, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been carried out in God." All right, light and dark, common themes for the gospel writer of John, common themes for the scriptures. Light signifying that truth and purity and presence of God, and darkness being the place where the evil things happen, where the sin hides. And it always reminds me, when we talk about light and dark and evil deeds being done in the dark, always reminds me of cockroaches. And whether you've experienced them or not, you kind of know how it works, right? That cockroaches love to come out at night. When you turn on the light, they scatter and go to hide. Well, when we were living in University City, our fourth year at the seminary, we were renting a house, and it was a great little house in a great old neighborhood, but it had bugs. It had roaches, which was pretty common and not anything to get really worried about. But one night I went in to use the restroom in the middle of the night, and I hear in the bathtub this skittering sound, you know, this sort of scratching, skittering sound. It's a little disturbing. And I look in the bathtub, and there in the bathtub are several roaches just kind of skittering around doing their roachy kind of things. And so then I turn on the light, and they try to find a way out, and they're stuck in the bathtub. So I dispose of them in a way that is final. And I know it wasn't the only roaches, or they weren't the only roaches in the house, because they never are. And so I never told Cindy about it till after we moved, so that she didn't get too grossed out or make us move again, or have us move again. And because it would have been reasonable to do that. But roaches are those signifiers for us of the creepy things, the gross things, the evil, the things that we don't want to have messed with, and things that mess with our stuff and bring all sorts of other things, and they always come out at night, right? As soon as you go to bed, the roaches come out and creep around in the dark and do their stuff. And then as soon as you turn on the light, they run and hide. Well, Jesus' description of the way that people love the darkness because their deeds were evil is very appropriate for this kind of discussion of roaches, because evil deeds are done in the dark. And whether it's physical darkness or simply just under cover of something, you know, the majority of sin takes place in dark places, even in our hearts that sometimes we feel are pretty dark places. So Jesus is talking about light and dark. And the light has come into the world, and Jesus is that light. And Jesus is the light that brings truth, that brings peace, that brings enlightenment, that brings purity, that brings forgiveness, that brings love. The light that sheds light on the dark places. But he's saying to Nicodemus that there's still this thing about people, that we love to do things in the dark. We love to do our wicked deeds, our evil deeds, our sins in the dark. And if you think about it, just in generally speaking, you know, when do most, I know we sin all the time, and that's something we deal with, but when do the worst sins happen? When is the most transgressions, when are the most devious things, are always done under cover of darkness. If you do just a quick survey online, and I downloaded a couple of different ones from news agencies, and the most violent crimes, all of the most horrible things we would think of are typically done at higher percentages at night. The murder and the robbery and theft, all the really bad stuff is done at night. Not that stuff isn't done during the day, but again, it's a higher percentage of the more what we consider heinous crimes are done at night. And we ourselves, we love to think that we can hide when we do our sins, whatever they are. That we think we have some sort of ability to cloak ourselves in darkness so that nobody can see what we're doing. Of course, the internet is renowned for that, this idea of anonymity. I can do anything as long as nobody knows it's me. But we also know, we have to admit, that there really is no anonymity. It's almost impossible to be completely anonymous. And whether we think we're not being watched by something, we are. We always are. Nothing is ever truly gone. It's the same way with sin, that there is no place that we can go that God can't find us. The psalmist talks about, if I go to the depths of Sheol, you're there. If I, try and get to the depths of the sea, you're there. And wherever we go, God is there. And that's both good and bad for us. It's bad because then that means that our sins are not hidden. Our sins are not secret. Our sins are not unknown. God knows. He knows the sins. He knows the sins in our hearts that we think are hidden. He knows the sins in our minds that we think nobody knows. He knows the sins that we do when we think nobody's around. All of these things that sin loves the darkness, but in reality, from God, there is no darkness. There's no hiding from Him. And again, that's a good and bad thing. It's bad because it makes us think that, boy, God is going to be out to get me if He knows what I'm doing. Well, He does know what you're doing. He knows your sins. He knows my sins. And it's not that He sits there and goes, oh, yeah, well, they're just doing what they do because they're just people and this is what people do. No, no matter what, it's not a good thing for us to continue on sinning. It's a good thing, though, that God knows all that we do. Because it's a good thing that He sees the sin in our hearts and our minds, because if He didn't see it, where would that leave us? If He didn't know the sin that we had, where would we be? We would be on our own, abandoned. As Nicodemus comes to Jesus and is looking for this truth, Jesus says, it's right here in front of you. While you come under darkness, the light is right here. The light is right in front of you. And God says that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can't overcome it. It can't swallow it up. It can't understand it. It doesn't know what to do with light. And so Jesus, being that light for us, it's good that God knows, and it's good that we can't hide from Him, because the light shines in those dark places for us. And when that light shines in the dark places, the sin scatters. The sin actually looks like one of those vampires in the old movies when the light shines and it goes and disappears. When Jesus shines that light of forgiveness on our sins, they're forgiven, they're gone, they disappear. So even in the darkest places that we feel like we are lost in our sin, the light of Christ still shines. The light of Christ still shines for us. It's an amazing thing When we turn on the light and the roaches scatter and they think they can find a place to hide until the next time, with Jesus, you don't need to worry about a place to hide. You don't need to go skittering off to find a hole to crawl into. Because that light that Jesus shines, the truth of the gospel, the truth of the word, the truth of the law shines on our hearts and it brings healing. Not fear, not scattering, it brings healing. So here's another example of a great analogy. Personal admission. I have this eczema skin thing going on my leg. It's been going on for years. And we've tried everything we could do to fix it. We've tried, medicine, we've tried topical stuff, we tried all sorts of things. Well, finally, the dermatologist said, "Well, let's try light therapy. Let's hit it with some good light and see what happens." And I've been doing it for a while and it's healing. The light is healing it. That's what light does. Light heals. Light brings comfort. Light brings warmth. Light brings healing. And that's Jesus. That's Jesus, the light of the world, who brings that light into the darkness and heals and forgives and frees us. So while these days of a little bit chilly, but that sunshine shines and it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to see the sunshine. It brings such warmth and joy. So as we hear these words from Jesus to Nicodemus, we hear the light that shines in the darkness. We hear the love of God for his creation through his son. I want you to hear those words for you. That the light of Christ brings healing for you. The light of Christ brings forgiveness for you. So let that light shine in the darkness so that healing can begin, healing can continue. And may the light of Christ shine on you. Amen.